Translations of the Bible. I'm against multiple translations because they undermine the concept of scriptural quotation. When I hear the King James Version of Scripture quoted, the Holy Spirit confirms the word in my spirit and there's excitement. When I hear other translations, my natural mind goes into analyzing what I just heard relative to what I have read and am familiar with. It is never an uplifting spirit that I feel in those situations. I understand that the whole purpose of the King James Version of the Bible was to eliminate the confusion caused by different translations being used during the Reformation, particularly in Great Britain. God is not the author of confusion. So I conclude from that alone that the King James Version was inspired by God. The fact that there were 40-plus people involved in the translation with peer review ensured that, to the extent possible, the inerrancy of Scripture was maintained. One of the things that I love about the King James Version is its clarity, compactness, and directness. It is absolutely beautiful. I credit this not only to inspiration, but to the fact that the English language was purer then than it is now. Most writing today is done for volume and not clarity. That is not so with the King James Version. People argue that Old English is hard to understand. I attribute this to laziness. When a person makes a brief statement, you can look up each word they use to understand their meaning because each word is an image. The more words it takes to communicate something indicates either a lack of understanding of the subject by the writer or a desire to impress or confuse the reader. Again, I love the beauty, conciseness, and power of the King James Version. There's always something to be feared when a person says, "That is a mistranslation." It has the purpose of questioning everything in the translation you're using. I've criticized passages in the NIV to NIV lovers, and you can sense the offense that is taken because of the uncertainty that it introduces. Again, a single translation is better for unity, clarity, and consistency. Replacing thee, thou, ye, etc. does no harm to the meaning. Changing sentence structure, adjectives, adverbs, and verbs is fraught with error. Lastly, there is so much wonderful teaching material out there based on the King James Version that there is no valid reason to cast it aside for more modern versions for anyone interested in studying the Bible. Despite the intention of modern translators, which I will not judge, I believe those translations are motivated by Satan, the author of confusion.